And I think between grants and whatever you have to do, even if you have to bond a bit of it, I believe having a boardwalk again in Margate, especially with the dunes and what it would mean, is worth the investment. I'm a big fan of that. And I believe Richie Helfand and the committee, they have made very persuadable arguments for bringing it back. I always thought it was terrible that the boardwalk ended right there at either Martindale or Fredericksburg, whenever, wherever it is. And then there was a railing at the end. Like, it just ended. And a railing blocking it off, just like it would be the side railing, but it was here at the end. That never made sense to me. They should have done it a long time ago, when the economies of scale were less painful than they are now. But they didn't. But I would do it. I would do it. I know that Atlantic City got $5 million for that last part of their boardwalk. I believe Margate could get a grant for millions of dollars and do what you have to do, because I believe the payback would be there in both tangible and intangible ways. Imagine how neat that would be if people, they have these bike lanes. It's so dangerous on the street. It's terrible. Put that up on the boardwalk. Build a boardwalk. Get it done. Because I think this group in Margate has a great idea. It's going to be one of those ones that's going to be really hard to get off the ground. It takes time and, of course, money. And the fact that not a single one of the commissioners attended the rally, I don't know why they wouldn't attend. What would be wrong with just going and listening? That doesn't make any sense to me. Attending doesn't mean that you support it. I guarantee you, I haven't spoken to any of them, but I guarantee you there were people there that either were undecided or even opposed to it in the initial sort of concept of, do you think we need a boardwalk back in Margate? Maybe if you listen to someone tell you that this is what it means economically with the dunes now, it's very tough to get to the beach. The boardwalk would help with ramps and things to get to the beach. It would allow for better use. It would take bicycles off the street. I mean, there's a lot, not to mention it's a great amenity. And how cool would it be for a boardwalk to go from nearly Gardner's Basin all the way through Margate? That would be incredible. And it did in the past. I think in the 1920s, part of the boardwalk was gone, or maybe the 1940s rather, and then the 1962 storm took the rest of it away. March of 1962, not a hurricane, but a tremendous nor'easter that just wouldn't let the water recede, and every high tide it kept getting worse. And the next thing you know, I think that the March 62 storm was worse in this area than Superstorm Hurricane Sandy, which would have been worse, but it took a turn at the last split second and hit other parts of the state even worse than it hit us.